Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we're located in Grove City, Ohio. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Wednesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. Hey, that's church tonight. Wednesday is our midweek service at 6:30 here at Bible Baptist Church. And we invite you out for our service tonight. We have a special blessing. One of our missionaries is with us. Joe and Amy Hendricksman are here. They're missionaries for many years now in Oaxaca, Mexico. And we're looking forward to renewing acquaintance with them again and hearing their update of what the Lord's been doing there in Oaxaca. And what a great couple this is, and a great job they're doing. And I'm excited about the service tonight. 6:30 right here at Bible Baptist Church. Our Spanish church gets underway at 7 o'clock. And we invite you out if you're Hispanic and you'd rather have the service in Spanish and that's your heart language. Come on out and join the service there at 7 p.m. tonight. Always just what we need right in the middle of the week. And so I'm excited about the midweek service and excited to have one of our missionaries with us tonight to give us a live update of the work that God's doing through them in Mexico. All right, and we're pushing on through now the end of October. This Sunday, hey, this Sunday you get an hour back. We fall back an hour on Saturday night, Sunday morning, and so you get that extra hour of sleep, and you should be ready to go for church on Sunday. So let's remember that, and let's make it a great start to the month of November. And I hope it's not too early, but November 16th is our annual Turkey Dinner Sunday. That's where you come to the service, one service, 10:30. We have our service, and then we go out to the fellowship hall, and we serve you a Thanksgiving meal. Turkey and dressing and mashed potatoes and gravy and vegetables and rolls with butter and a salad and then pumpkin pie for dessert, the whole nine yards. And we give away usually 10 turkeys and some of the trimmings that go with us to make your own Thanksgiving meal. So hope you can come out and join us. That's November 16th, 10:30. You get your ticket for the meal in the morning service. So come on out and join us. Invite someone to come with you. We would like you to RSVP if you would. Just call the church office at 614-875-2190 or email me, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, and let us know how many of you are coming. And we can kind of better prepare that way if we know. All right? Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, let's go to 2 Samuel 23. 2 Samuel 23. And I'd like to start reading at verse number 9. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David. When they defied the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away, he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave under the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. This is David, who's dying, and he is recounting some of his mighty men, his faithful men. And it reminded me a little bit of a story, Dwight Moody and C.I. Schofield. Some people still may have a Schofield Bible. They were good friends, and they would joke with one another. And Moody was joking around and was in a joking mood while Schofield was in a serious mood. And he asked Moody, if I die first, will you preach my funeral? And he said, well, I would love to. And he said, what would you preach on? And Moody said, I would take the text, and the beggar died. And he was in a joking mood. Schofield wasn't. And Moody said, how about you? And he was serious. And Schofield replied this, I would preach on, his hand clave to the sword. His hand clave to the sword. And as David thought about his mighty men, Eleazar came to mind. The Israelites had gone away, but the Philistines had returned, and Eleazar was the one there. And so he fought them all day long. And he got weary, and his hand got tired, but he couldn't put down the sword. It clave to the sword. It stuck to the sword. It was like it was glued to the sword. The same word is used as when a man leave father and mother and cleave to his wife. Maybe Eliezer couldn't put it down. Maybe he wouldn't put it down. But understand, the sword, the sword. Well, the Bible says in Ephesians 6, when it's talking about us, the believer, fighting spiritual warfare, that we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And that sword, Hebrews tells us, is sharper than any two-edged sword. And that's the Word of God. I'd like to tell you today, I believe this book. I love this book. I'm not ashamed of this book. It is the sword we take as we do spiritual warfare. In fact, I want to share with you today three reasons why Eliezer's hand clave to the sword and three reasons our hand ought to cleave to our sword. Number one is battle. Battle. We're in a battle, my friend. This is not it's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. So run if you want to and run if you will, but I came here to stay. Fight with the weapon. The weapon's used to fight with, and I'm not putting it down. I want my hand to cleave to the sword. You know, everything God has ever done, he's done with his word. When he created everything, he spoke it into existence. You read Genesis 1, and God said, and it was so. And God said, and it was so. And God said, and it was so. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by the devil, he responded, it is written, it is written, it is written. Jesus taught, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. The sword of the Spirit. I'm saying the Word of God has the answer. For 43 years, I've held this book up in the pulpit, and I said, this book is the answer book. This book is the victory book. The answer to our country's woes and our country's problems, whether it's drugs, our violence, our shootings, are the LGBTQ crowd, are the energy crisis, are the health care. Listen, the answer's in the Word of God. It's the answer book. And listen, we fight not in our power, but in God's power. And the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Oh, there's power in God's Word. Use it for battle. Use it for battle. Don't you fight the devil. Resist him with the Word of God. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Oh, my hand cleaves to the word of God for battle, but it also cleaves to the word for comfort. Comfort, whenever there's a trial, whenever there's a burden, whenever there's a tragedy, I want the Bible nearby. I want to be close to the word of God. It'll help me to fight in the battle, but it'll help me to fight temptation. It'll help me to fight sin. It'll help me to fight the devil. But when the battle's over, my hand will still cleave to the sword for comfort, for comfort. I don't have to wring my hands. I don't fret. I don't worry. I don't have to worry about bills or money or needs or life. No, my comfort comes from cleaving to the sword. Before you read anything in the morning, you ought to read the Word of God. Shut the TV off and read the Bible. Shut the radio off and read the Bible. Shut the podcast off and read the Bible. Turn your phone off and read the Bible. Stay with the book. I'm saying for 43 years as a pastor, I've taught you to stay with the book. For 60 years as a Christian, stay with the book. Hold on to the sword. It will comfort you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. Cast all your care upon me, for I care for you. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Oh, my friend, love the Word of God. Love the Bible. Cleave to it for comfort. For comfort. Sometimes when you're after the battle, you need comfort. And the Word of God brings you comfort. I cleave to the Word. I cleave to the Word for courage. For courage. I'm stronger with the Bible than I am without the Bible. I go out, I leave, and I don't have a New Testament with me. I don't have the Word of God with me. I feel pretty weak. I can't go to church without my Bible. boy, I feel like I'm missing something. And I am. I need courage. And the Word of God gives us courage. There's nothing we have to fear if we have the Word of God. Courage comes from our heart. Courage comes from having a power with you that's greater than you. And that power is the Word of God. Remember years ago when Brother Roloff would go to court, he took his big Bible in. I mean, he had one of them big ones, and he carried it into court with him. Why? Courage. You want some courage? Carry that Bible around. It's amazing how people who say they don't believe that book are afraid of it. Oh, I want my hand to cleave to the sword for courage. But I want to tell you today, you have to cleave to the Word and cleave to the sword for salvation. I'm saved. And I that means I know I'm on my way to heaven. How do I know that? The Word of God. The Word of God. No, you're not saved because you tingled. You're not saved because you got goosebumps. You may tingle or get goosebumps because you ate too many onions. I don't know. But listen, you're saved because you trusted what the Word of God said. You believe the Bible said all have sinned. You believe the Bible said that I'm a sinner and you're a sinner. We believe there's a price to pay for sin, which would be death and hell, being punished for our sin. And we would deserve it because we're guilty. But that Jesus Christ came and God commended his love toward us. And while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. He took our place. I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace. But Jesus, God's Son, took my place. And if I, by faith, will call upon the Lord and trust him as my Savior, he'll give me the gift of eternal life and I will be saved. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you call on the Lord Jesus and you trust him as your Savior, you're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Oh, my friend, like the songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Oh, trust what the word of God says about your salvation. But then let your hand cleave to the sword. Let it cleave to the sword for battle. Let it cleave to the sword for comfort. Let it cleave to the word of God for your courage. Oh, my friend, the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Let's have our hand cleave to the sword. All right. Well, listen, have a great Wednesday, everybody. I'll look forward to seeing some of you in the service tonight and welcoming Joe and Amy Hendricksman in to report in for us. And then the rest of us will come back for the broadcast tomorrow. And that'll be Thursday. And I want to talk to you tomorrow about how money talks. And I know you say, yeah, it talks, it says goodbye. No, it says more than that. And so I hope you can come back tomorrow and for the broadcast and we'll talk a little bit about how our money talks. Okay. And we'll say more about that tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.